With New York City having such a rich sports history, one wonders why the idea of a sports tour hasn't ever developed until now. This week marks the launching of New York Sports Tours, an intimate multimedia ride in a luxury vehicle throughout Midtown Manhattan. The program was announced this past Thursday at the acclaimed Keene Steakhouse on 36th Street in New York City, where New York Sports Tours founder Jordan Spreckman was joined by several New York sports celebrities like Yankees GM Brian Cashman, former Knicks star John Starks, and former New York Cosmos goalie and now sports analyst Shep Messing. You'll hear the voice of award-winning sports broadcaster and former tennis star Mary Carrillo as you and eight others go through the guided three-hour tour ride that starts on Vanderbilt Avenue near Grand Central Terminal.
Welcome aboard a ride through time to places where sports in New York has helped shape the nation and the world. We'll see successes.
The tour is followed by a lunch or dinner hosted by a New York sports personality at Keene Steakhouse. The price, $200. On select days, there will be tours without a Keene's meal.
We'll watch change sweep through fields such as entertainment, finance, law, health, politics, and fashion.
Congratulations, first of all, on being the voice of this tour.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
If you were going on it for the first time, mm-hmm. who are the people that you would like to go on the tour with that you've known, maybe outside of family?
Oh, that's a nice question. I would want to, right before the U.S. Open, take a bunch of tennis players, because there is nothing, to my mind, more international than tennis players. And when you, I don't know if you've ever experienced the U.S. Open. I mean, there are Spanish flags waving and Argentine flags waving. I mean, the place is a hot mix. And as much as my fellow tennis players travel around the world and think they know New York, so often all you hear is, well, I'm going shopping after my match. I mean, they're like, man, you should look around, man. There's a lot going on here. So I honestly think that my dream van full of people would be tennis players who think they know New York, who've been around a long time.
So who would be in the front seat?
So I would have, well, first of all, Billie Jean King loves history, loves it, and she's a good buddy of mine. I'm on my way to Wimbledon tomorrow. She and I share a flat with her partner. She loves history, and she always says over and over again, you have to know your history, otherwise, you know, you don't know where you've been, you don't know where you're going. So I would take Billie Jean, I would take Roger Federer, who is the most cosmopolitan guy in the whole world, and who loves New York. I mean, a lot of tennis players, Andy Murray, another tennis player who's Scottish, but this is his favorite tournament in the world. I'd take a bunch of them and say, all right, you think you know your onions? Come on this van with me and find out. Because, again, a lot of the stories are just about how sports, Jackie Robinson, it shaped our culture. It shaped society. It wasn't just this random thing that happened in one sport. I mean, it changed things. So that's what I would do. I'd take a van full of athletes.
So the other question is, and it doesn't have to be tennis, but it had to take place in New York since we're talking the history of New York. What event do you want to go back in time and be witnessing?
Go back in time. Look, I grew up idolizing Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, you know, the classic. Actually, I'd go even farther back, and I'd go back to the Brooklyn Dodgers. That's who my father, he loved going to those ball games. So, and it broke his heart when they left town, too. So I think I'd go that far back. Back to baseball days, probably. It's beautiful, and I'm sorry that the popularity of baseball has fallen in recent years, because it's the things that happen away from the ball, the little things that happen on the field, you know, little adjustments that the players make. I like small ball, you know. I like that kind of thinking. I like those sports, and there's nothing like being in a ballpark, even if the game is not necessarily great. Just to be out there in the fresh air, you know, drinking a beer and having a good time. So I'd go back to the glory days of New York baseball. That's my answer.
You can tell former Knicks guard John Starks is still smarting from the team's NBA Finals loss to the Houston Rockets back in 1994. That's where he'd like to go back and change history.
I will go back to our championship back in 94 and redo game six. You know, game seven was just a horrible game for me, but game six, and take a little different approach to that last second shot.
Stark says he'd love to go on the New York sports tour with his former teammates, Patrick Ewing, Charles Oakley, and Herb Williams. Joking, if he got into any trouble, those guys would look out for him. Yankees GM Brian Cashman is a lover of history, so he thinks the tour is a great idea.
You know, the great thing about that, I was a history major, and all the stuff on Hamilton, I didn't really realize or retain from my classes back in the day. But he put it in a platform that you couldn't forget. The experience of Hamilton on Broadway is second to none. It's obviously an entertainment situation in one case, but at the same time, it's a history lesson. And the way they presented the history made you never forget. And that's what New York Sports Tours is going to do. It's going to make us never forget. It's going to be entertaining and enjoying, but it's also going to allow us to never forget where we were, how we got here, and touch upon some of the greatest success stories and fights and frustrations and growth and evolution in sports in this area that can never be forgotten. And they're going to bring that back to life for us. And so it's an exciting venture.
Tour guests can hold historical items that relate to the tour narrative, and they're given access to private and rare online content. Former soccer great Chet Messing has already taken the tour.
I'm a New York guy, and I'm a sports junkie. I was excited to do it, but I wasn't expecting to hear or see anything that I didn't already know. I was born in the Bronx. I grew up here. I played ball. I was thinking about this, and it's kind of relevant to this story of New York Sport Tours. My kids asked me, what's the greatest thing I've ever done? I've played at every one of the stadiums in this area. I played at the Nassau Indoor and Outdoor Soccer. I've played at Giants Stadium. I've played at Yankee Stadium, at Shea Stadium, the Nassau Coliseum, Brendan Byrne Arena. What am I missing? So I played as a New Yorker to play in all these stadiums. It's exciting. So I got on the tour and thought, this is going to be great. I'll have some fun. But I didn't expect to see anything I didn't know. So I was blown away by the things I didn't know and the way it was presented. It was entertaining. It was informative. The one that jumped out at me, correct me if I'm wrong, was baseball invented on 34th Street? Are you kidding me?
Right? In Murray Hill. Yes, a lot of the standard rules of baseball rules as we know them.
Yeah, I said stop the tour. I want to hear that again. So the experience for me was entertaining, historical, obviously with sports as a common theme, and as Mary said, progressive, and something I think men, women, children of all ages will enjoy.
Some of the cool items on display at Keene's this week were a check from Jackie Robinson in the 1960s, used to help start the Student Emergency Fund to help jailed and other students who were protesting segregation in the South. There's a program from the fight of the century between heavyweights Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier at Madison Square Garden, and a medal from the world's first indoor track meet held in Manhattan in 1868. New York sports tours officially start July 8th. This is the WBGO Journal. I'm Doug Doyle.